gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice.
Hey, toy fans, welcome to Arc Toy Addictions, your source for what was then, what's now, and what's about to be in the world of toys. From Atco to Bellaverse, we talk about it all. There's something for everyone in our coffers of toy joy. So without further ado, let's talk little plastic people and things. I'm Matt, the producer of this trip down the toys rabbit hole. To my right, that wacky lover of all things Bobby Vella, Aaron of 6-Inch. And across the table, your host and favorite seller of everything, Scalperon. Let's hit it!
What's up, gentlemen? Good morning. Good Saturday morning. How are we doing this
Good week? Morning, sir.
You guys are full of maple bacon donuts.
We are full of maple bacon donuts, yes.
Bourbon. And you're full of shit. No, just kidding. And bourbon.
It's a little early for bourbon, but I might hit a shot of that in a minute.
We'll see. Come on.
Get a little tuned before I go to the toy show down the street.
No, it's not early.
For anybody that's, it would be too late
too
now,
late.
But...
Yeah.
But we spotted a new toy show. Hopefully, it's something that sticks around. For the local people at Black Road. There's a church on Black Road that's just east of the subway gas station at Black and 59 or Brook Forest
in Joliet.
Yep. In Joliet.
Wait. Where?
Right.
Oh.
Right yeah. Next to the school.
That was last week too.
Was it last week too?
Yeah. Or 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Maybe I'm hoping.
Maybe it's just a sign.
I wonder if maybe they didn't take the sign down.
No, that school's going. So I think they do it every couple of weeks. I don't know. I saw the sign.
I'm gonna.
With the wife,
saw it up, so I'm gonna check it out.
All right,
because it was up yesterday. So
and I'm gonna check it out too, because why not? big news. I got some big news. I don't got no big news actually. I got some fun stuff on the table as the video shows. Some of our pickups this week. I got one Grizzlore, but I bought three, sold the other two within a couple hours, and shipped them out.
Just
the
be next honest.
Day.
You sold the other two for profit. That one is free.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that one's free and beyond.
And beyond. I just texted you guys just to.
Well, I know.
Just to.
Rub it in.
Going back to a couple weeks ago.
Couple weeks. Hey, you gotta reference your past shows so people go back to your past shows, listen to them. You know, toxicity within the friend group, toxicity
in the
community.
I think you could have a smattering of nicknames like Scalperon, Salt in the Wound Ron, Shit Talking Ron, whatever. Hey guys, look at me. I do this and I make money. It's like, fuck off. I got things to do.
Yeah, me too. Sell my toys.
I got more shit to sell.
I sit at my job and get paid to hit the refresh button so I can make money later.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah, I picked up...
That threw me off at first. I was like, wait, you got a job? And I was like, you were talking from his point of view.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You're on your way there. You'll get one.
Maybe.
I'm working on it.
Maybe.
Yep.
Working on it. Hey, man, education. there's jobs out there for... There's jobs out there for students. It's just if
who?
I...
And who knows? Maybe someday you could replace me in my job as I move on.
I still got to get the mindset to be able to fucking learn shit and work at the same time.
You'll be fine.
That's my problem.
You'll be fine.
I know, but...
it's a different thing. Anyways.
Anyways. Toys.
No, I picked up three Grizzlores. Got rid of two. So, you know.
Were they heavy?
No.
Okay.
They were very light.
You're like, I picked up three. It's like,
because they're only like
lifted 400 pounds.
1.2 ounces. 1.2 pounds per package I sent out. So they were light.
All right. Legit.
Probably yeah, not bad. You see the He-Man, but they were on notification from Mattel for a week and a half now. So I should get them on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, the four pack. Yeah, the ones that you didn't want that you bought.
Uh huh.
I'm seeing. Those yeah, people. There's lots of people already got theirs. So
yeah. And of course, everybody's like, "Oh my God,
this is so stupid!" I'm gonna buy it too.
And then they get it in hand. It's like, "Oh, this thing is phenomenal! It's great!" And I'm like, "Still not worth you know the $80 in packaging."
See, but now we're gonna go back. The other four pack was $150, and no one complained about that. And that was less packaging
because it was convention exclusive.
When this is gone, it's gone.
Is it though?
Well, you won't get the weapons like this anymore.
They said when Wondar was gone, and people are waiting for them to reopen the. Pre-orders.
There should
be limitless pre-orders, which
today.
They said they were going to do. Yeah.
It was today. I don't think it's up.
We'll see.
I don't think it's up. Why don't you take a look on Mattel Creations? See if it's.
But see, that's the thing, though. It's like it's direct from Mattel, so it's an exclusive direct from Mattel. Like that was a PowerCon exclusive for that other four for that Horde. You're talking about the Horde 4-pack.
The Horde 4-pack, yeah, 150.
Yeah, that was a convention exclusive, so I can see how that, you know, generates more money.
I mean, I guess, and that's something we're going to talk about. I got thoughts too. You brought a topic to the table, and I'm excited to prove you guys wrong.
Yeah, this is going to be a heavy opinion show.
It is. It is. Are you left or right? No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Are you left or right? But I also got a Bane.
I'm left of center. No.
I got a Bane. He was tough to get, so I ordered him directly from McFarlane. You know, the most satisfying thing to do when you walk in your home is, you know, besides seeing packages in your doorstep.
Yeah.
The wife brings them in, make sure they're nice and safe and cozy inside.
Because God forbid you could do it yourself.
Well, I come home later than her. But
I'm surprised you didn't have her meet you at a gas station and drop them off.
Well, I'm like, you need to bring these to me and then follow me back home. Coming in and on your table.
Come to Butthead.
Is see a McFarlane box because he had his logo and it said McFarlane Toys. And I'm like, that's cool.
I've gotten one of those boxes that had my two weapons packs that had the insanely long gun.
Okay,
The Joker pistols in it.
Okay, all right.
Good stuff.
Because the Mattel boxes are just plain boxes.
Which is cool because you're not worried about somebody grabbing it off the porch.
Right. BBTS boxes say BBTS all over them in red.
Yeah.
So I kind of like the Mattel aspect. It just looks like an Amazon box, like whatever.
Right.
But people might not know what BBTS is. They might not know what McFarlane is. You know, if they're porch pirates, they're just going to take what they're going to take.
They're going to grab whatever,
So, I got a couple pickups. Oh, and I got this too. Series one.
Yep.
Complete series one.
Does it have the PSAs?
It has the PSAs, 95 episodes. I need series two. It's just like 30 or 40 episodes.
Yeah, there wasn't much when
it was like 3 years later or something.
No, it was like the following year, but it went to a different studio.
Oh, is that why it's separate packaging?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I can find that, then I'll be happy.
Sunbow is the one that you want. When it went to DIC, that's when it got kind of cheesy and.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
They're like really weird voice actors for some of the characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there's a couple of my pickups. Oh, I got a cool little kids book too that I was reading to you guys, or you were looking through. It's about my buddy Mike.
Mike Hunt Smells Like Fish.
What?
Mike Hunt Smells Like Fish.
Mike is a good guy.
He is.
it's an adult, 120%, probably 200% adult. I wouldn't even go 100%.
Yeah.
This is 200% adult. And watching my 17-year-old read that to me after I opened it, I'm like, you need to read this to me now. And my wife ran upstairs. She goes, you're an idiot. And I'm like, she doesn't know who Mike is.
Like us, Mike Hunt collects toys.
Yes.
It's right here.
So we're a bunch of Mike Hunts at the table.
I want to turn
this off if you have kids.
I want to read this, but maybe someday.
No, that's all I got. I got a couple video games, Matt. I didn't bring them down. They're just upstairs.
Well, it's a toy podcast, not a video game podcast.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
It's a collector's podcast.
Well, as we learned last week in the Toy Hall of Fame, that there are video games in the Toy Hall of Fame.
There are.
There are.
And gay bowlers.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
What games are they? Now we're interested.
I don't know.
Like, I'm all, well, did he come or what? There's just some things you don't talk about in public.
What movie? That's
Mallrats.
Mallrats. Yeah, Mallrats.
One of my favorite scenes ever.
Yeah, I got to get my daughter on some of these movies, but it's kind of awkward, like watching like my favorite movies with.
I need to stop assuming I know what you're going to say before you finish saying what you're saying, because that was weird for me.
But what was the? It's a dungeon crawler by Stylus. PS4. It's a dungeon.
When you say dungeon crawler, you're talking like Gauntlet, like an overhead view type.
It's like a first person, but it's
like Doom,
like a Doom,
like the original, Doom.
Like an original Doom,
or
but
the
all
original
new.
Wolfenstein. Yeah.
I went to Disc Replay. So.
Oh, okay.
And I saw it had a steel box. I'm like, you know.
It wasn't like a main property like D&D or anything like that?
No, it wasn't anything. It was Dungeon Gods or something. It looked really cool. I looked up the reviews. I'm like, I could play this.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? There was two of them. I forgot what the other game was.
I don't know. If we knew what you had, you wouldn't have to tell us. Well, I guess we could share it with the audience.
We could share it with the audience, and now I look like a complete fool because I don't even know what the hell I buy.
That's right. It was obviously a very important game if you remembered it.
It was. Both of them PS4, but I didn't bring those down.
I'm full of it today.
But that's all
I'm full of it most days.
You got you got something, but you didn't bring it.
This
is my pointer. You can talk. Yeah. Now you can talk.
Let's see. What do you mean? Oh, I got my blue ninjas.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. The Walmart versions?
I completely forgot about canceling that pre-order. I think I'm not out on the classified line.
I forgot.
No, because I had so many pre-orders. Dude, it's the classified line. There was 90 friggin' pre-orders that I had out on like 7 different websites. So they when they came out was last year. They were Amazon exclusives, and I went to Amazon and I canceled my Kamakura pre-order, but I forgot that I pre-ordered the Blue Ninjas there. So I come home one day.
Of all ones that you forget to cancel, I wouldn't have canceled the Kamakura, but I would have canceled these two.
Well, I got two figures for like an extra $8.
Oh, okay.
So value-wise, it was worth it. But I wanted to bring it because it's the first set of figures that I got in the new packaging, the windowless packaging, and it is awful. I actually put up a few reviews on Instagram. Check out Instagram, Our Toy Addictions. I think there's three like 30-second videos that I did. They look like they're dollar store figures, like really? Out of the box, the way that they're bundled up.
I've heard they're fairly bad.
Yeah, and then the weapons come like in a Foot Locker box, which Lenny was upselling really big when they announced the windowless packaging.
Uh-huh.
And then you open up the box, and there's two separate bags. But what sucks is...
Your Instagram reviews?
What's that? No, what sucks is that the bags don't have like the female weapons in it and the male weapons in it. Like they're crossed up in the bags. And then, like, the sword comes wrapped up in another piece of cardboard inside. It's terrible.
They have
it's
different terrible. Weapons for different sexes?
Well, there's a female ninja and the male ninja.
Sure.
The male ninja basically is the red ninja. The female is Akiko from the movie line.
Oh, just painted okay.
Now, they each come with different heads. The female came with a hook and grappling, a bow and arrow, a sword that goes on the arrow scabbard.
Excuse me.
And she came with that like a scythe, like a handheld scythe. And then the blue ninja came with basically the loadout from the red ninja. So he's got like the massively long handled samurai sword, a regular ninja katana, two hatchets, and two of the scythes also.
Okay.
So, but it was like the bow for the girl came in the weapons that were mostly for the guy. It's weird. I don't like it. I'm not a fan at all.
Okay.
But I was going to talk about that this week anyways, but I ended up seeing a video yesterday that Matt showed me that I was like, that's our topic for today. So before we get into the topic, that's part of it is the packaging. I don't know if anybody collects the Flash Gordon stuff from Nika.
Nobody does, just you.
Mandrake the Magician and Lothar are finally out in stores. I've been waiting for them.
I don't even know who these people are.
They look good. It was the Defenders of the Earth cartoon.
Oh. So, and they must have fought Sunman and the pig people.
Sunman and the pig people? Sure, we'll go with that. And Ming, because he was merciless. So those are out in stores finally. They were actually part of the Target Fall Toy Geek Out.
Oh, okay.
And those released like 3 weeks ago. I didn't even know that thing started.
Once again,
Target getting all these exclusives from all these toy companies, and they don't even advertise to the toy collectors that this has been going on. So,
or even on your apps.
Because
everybody has a Target app.
Yeah, no.
And you would click on it, and you'd say, oh, here's the deals. Oh, Fall Geek Out.
You have to know about it and go search for it.
Which is ridiculous. Walmart, too.
And
Walmart is
kind of,
like, trashy.
Right, when I signed it, because, I mean, everybody's got, like, the circle card, the red card, whatever.
Yeah.
So I get daily emails from Target about flyers and stuff. I have not gotten one email at all in the month of September.
Really?
In regards to the Geek Out.
Okay.
So, bad.
I got to pre-order my, again, my 15th Sunman because, you know, he only comes in every other pack.
Yeah.
His paint scheme's a little different. He's more shiny paint. And then you got Pigman or Pighead.
Pighead.
He has a shiny paint scheme. And then you have the ninja. What is his name?
I know that,
yeah.
Shadow Samurai or something.
Something like that, yeah. He's the only way you could get him in that three pack, and it's like, I guess I'll get two more. I don't know.
Yeah. So before I get to the other thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about, that I'm somewhat excited for, Hasbro finally announced and revealed their starting lineups. Real quick review.
Yeah.
I think they look like trash. The shoes look amazing. The face sculpts look amazing. I think the bodies themselves are mostly garbage.
Well, no. Okay. So if they stand next to each other in this scale, that would be actually really cool.
See,
because the big guys need to be bigger than the point guards, and the shooting guards need to be bigger than the,
In this picture, they look like they are scaled
correctly
to each other.
Yeah.
But when you look at the individual listings of each figure, it looks like they all use the same body.
It kind of does. So. Now, like the three big men, they look like their bodies are bigger than their heads. And I think they look over bloated.
Yeah.
Now, Steph looks okay. I mean, they have puffy chests.
Yeah.
And I get that. So when you see these action poses in video games or in basketball cards, or and they're coming back and they're flinging their arms backwards, their chests are puffed out. And when they jump and they do the action poses, I get that. But I think these big boys are, their bodies are just too, like Luca is okay because his body seems like his chest is bigger than his belly. But if you go to the guy on
well, here's a picture of the body.
I didn't see. What's the articulation? How many points?
Like 32.
See, that's really good. I like that. I mean, they got the licensing for Nike.
Yeah.
I really do dig that.
And maybe this has been in the works for a couple of years, and they were trying to work out deals.
The pinless joints.
Now, there's something that, in regards to that. So apparently the Mystique that just got revealed.
Yeah.
The photos that they revealed her with.
Oh, she has pins in her.
Pinless joints. Somebody actually got the figure.
It's all
or
pinned.
Got a production photos. They're all pinned.
Yeah.
So they're, even with all these like digital reveals now, they're starting to
just
miss details like that. Yeah.
Now, I don't like the stand. The stand could be better where they could peg into his butt or his foot or something.
Yeah.
But you got to put him on that around his waist, and you're going to take away from the figure itself if you have that stupid plastic thing.
I would probably take the stand off and just peg him onto the stand down here because it looks like his foot pegs.
But you could get him in some good poses. If they have, I don't know, if they have a Bulls player, maybe I'd get it. Or if they do like old players like Shaq, I'd get a Shaq.
Yeah, if they did a retro, I would definitely get a Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. Can you do Jordan? Because only certain licenses can.
Well, that's why Jordan was never really in starting lineup ever.
He's
before.
Really, really sticky about that crap.
Yeah. I mean, it's Upper Deck and Nike sure.
Either way, we've already talked about starting lineup more than I wanted to. But
I dig it. They don't. I mean, the shoes. Those shoes are killer. Now, if they do baseball, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would definitely want to see the other sports.
Hockey would be cool.
Hockey would be neat. Yeah.
But those goalies might be gigantic if they're going to stay in the same scale.
I could see the goalies. I could see the goalies being like $70 because these are 50 a piece.
Yes.
And that's just for a guy with basically like a pair of shorts and a tank top on.
Yeah.
You know.
So if you put a baseball glove or a bat or a football helmet.
So if you do a catcher, let's say you do Yadier Molina, right?
Yeah.
Because
you want him in his catching garb.
Right.
Why would you do that? I'd throw him in the garbage.
Do you make one head?
Oh, Wilson Contreras, yeah, sure.
Yes, we'll do Wilson because he'll be the best catcher in baseball. Well, he'll be one of the best catchers in baseball in a year when Yadi retires. But do you do a head with a hat that comes off and a mask that comes off? Or do you do like a head and then a second head with a mask like permanently attached?
Kind of like they do with some of these figures. You get two heads.
Right. So it's possible. Obviously you would probably get, like, how far do you want to go with baseball? Do you give them two batting gloves, hand, and a bat? Do you give him like one gloved hand with a glove and like another ungloved hand, like throwing hand? So you could do a lot of stuff like that
and
put it all in one figure. For $50, it would be worth it to be able to put him however you want him.
Right. But you could customize your starting lineup.
But honestly, I think that's part of what sold the figure before, because think about this. If you buy these figures now, it is what it is. And you can modify them to however you want them. Part of the charm of the original line back in the late 80s and 90s was that Cal Ripken Jr. in 1993 came out in the diving fielder pose.
That's it.
But I wanted him in a hitting pose. Well, there's probably a good chance next year you could make another Cal Ripken in a hitting pose.
Yeah.
And then in the third year, you could do another Cal Ripken in the sliding into second base pose.
Yes. Yeah.
So
no.
I had like four different Ryan Sandbergs, and they were all in different poses. But they did that because they could put them in the different poses.
But they have like four poses that the whole wave or the whole
yeah.
1999
like
line.
30 guys and 30 four guys or five poses.
Yeah, they're all sliding. All the Ricky Henderson poses, so. But with different. I mean, I dug the starting lineups back in the day. I didn't like that they were static, but I dug it.
See, this is weird. See, now there's eight of them. Like, I swear to God, the other day I saw four, and then yesterday I saw six, and then now there's eight.
They're reproducing.
It's like they get, it's like they just keep announcing more. So
I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm personally not excited about these. What I'm actually excited about that Hasbro announced as part of the geek out
is these
nuts. These
nuts.
Cartoon classics D&D figures.
Come on, you make stupid jokes and make everybody laugh.
These
so.
Nuts.
Okay, so the Dungeons and Dragons.
Other brands, Dungeons and Dragons.
See, BBTS don't have these yet.
So this was announced and released for pre-order.
Oh, it's an actual
sold
box
out.
Set?
So yeah, it's a box set of Avenger and the Dungeon Master, and they actually come with 20-sided die. But these things are just right on as the cartoon-looking figures. So these things look amazing, and they're in 6-inch scale. Now, I would catch the cartoon every once in a while. I didn't religiously watch it. I always thought it was kind of fun when I watched it, but yeah, these figures look amazing, so I might have to look into these. $50 for this box set. I'm guessing that the other figures, so they right now have Hank, Diana, and Bobby with Uni also announced, and there's some photos out there if you can track them down. I'm guessing those are probably going to be 25 a piece, just like
probably.
The rest of the 6-inch figures.
25, 26, yeah.
But yeah, super, super awesome comic accurate.
Oh, you get different dice. You get the actual set of dice. If you collect all four figures, you get all the dice.
Yeah.
Because you get the 20-sided, and then you get the 10-sided. Then you're going to get the 8-sided, and then you're going to get 220 because you need 220s, and then you get a 12-side. That is brilliant.
Yep.
You collect them all to get the dice set.
And this is what I hate about Pulse's website is they put the line of pictures here. I want to see how big the damn Venger is.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't. Where is it?
Right there.
20 centimeters. 20.8 centimeters.
That's it? Usually you have inches right above it. Keep going up.
8.2
right.
inches. 8.2. So the Avenger is 8.2 inches.
Which is a good scale for this 6-inch kid.
Yeah. He was bigger than the kid. So Hank is probably like 5.9 inches or...
And then he's 2.9. Who is that again?
That's the Dungeon Master.
Yeah.
The little bastard that kept sending him into evil. So.
I got to watch that again.
Yeah. So that's,
I haven't watched that in years.
So that was the only thing I saw this week that kind of got me excited for new toys coming up.
Okay.
Good what deal. Do you got, Matt?
What do you got? Well, we have no more time. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
I really didn't have much.
excuse me.
I really didn't see much, actually.
Perfect. No?
Huh?
No?
No.
You bought that toy over. I don't know what the hell that was.
Oh, no. I just picked up one of the new 6-inch Gundams. I finally found the one I needed for the... goddamn frog. The one I needed for the Gundam Wing line, the
ooh.
Last one,
oh,
the
yeah.
original Gundam Heavy Arms.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
Yep.
What's that gluttonous cube?
Dude, this thing is, like, huge.
Is it?
Yeah. There's actually a figure that goes inside of it.
No kidding. Part of this line?
I'm not sure if it's part of the line or not. I think it's more from, like, the books and the games. Not so much from the.
Oh, okay.
Cartoon.
It's kind of like the thing I got, the Drist figure.
Yeah. And I saw a picture of the actual toy that had like somebody in it. I don't know if they filled it up with like slime and they put the figure in it or what the deal was, but it looked pretty sweet. So
interesting.
How big is it?
I like D&D. I like the concept.
Scale gelatinous cube.
I like the concept of D&D. I had played it before as an adult, just the last few years, but it's not my thing.
It says
I'm not a role player.
Six inch scale gelatinous cube. Pose a 6-inch figure within your gelatinous cube collectible figure and imagine the heroes of D&D stuck inside.
Well, what if I want to put a Joe in there?
Sure,
but I can't imagine. The heroes of D&D in that cube.
Action Force could kill a gelatinous cube.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't think so. It's kind of like the Killer Tomatoes. Even the military was shooting at it.
This is inspired
by... Or what's
by
that one? What's that one show? That one movie? Rubber? It was a tire that was just running around killing people? It was a tire that was just rolling around killing people.
Can't say I've seen it.
I think it's called
I've
Rubber.
I've seen Kung Fu and Titties, but I've never seen that one.
Nice.
That's a real movie, by the way.
It is. It is. It's not an adult movie either. It's a real movie.
It's a really weird movie, but it's a movie.
It's something.
So yeah, that's about it. But
nice. Nice. So what? So you brought you start because
yeah,
I have my thoughts.
I brought this to the table. So Matt sends me a text the other day that just says, "Hey, I hear Pulse is going to be I hear Classified's going to online exclusive."
Good, get that shit out of my stores.
And I said, "Yeah, get what's not in my stores out of my stores." I said, "Hey, where'd you hear
precisely
this at?
What's not in my stores?"
I said, "Where'd you hear that from?" And so he forwarded me a video by Tony from Analog Toys, and he had seen, and now it's escaping me, and I just watched the video. I didn't take a note on it, but he had seen a post from another online toy vendor, I believe over in Europe, had stated that they heard directly from Hasbro that it was going to, that the Classified line was going to become exclusively Pulse, and it's not going to be in retail anymore.
Sure.
So I watched the video. Obviously I had thoughts, and I like Tony's videos because, you know, I don't always agree with him, but he always gives me something to think about from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
So love to have a conversation with that guy because I really do appreciate his thoughts on toys. Like I said, I don't always agree with him, but that's kind of what the whole purpose of the discussion is about. Couple hours later, Emily from the Hasbro Pulse team puts out on Twitter that she confirmed with Hasbro, you know, like she knows somebody there, that the online, the Classified being a Pulse exclusive is only in the UK and Europe, and it will still continue to be sold in retailers in the States and abroad.
Okay.
So, you know, however you, like as Tony mentioned, they're really hard to get in Australia. So however you can't get them in Australia, you can continue to not get them in Australia as per the usual.
Well, you can continue to not get them here too, though.
Right, right. So there, it brought up a whole lot of talking points, but it's honestly there was, you know, one thing that I've been thinking about the last probably a couple weeks, and kind of going back to the whole Blue Ninjas thing, that's really where my brain started going with a thought that I had. So what are some of your thoughts first? Either one of you. Don't both of you jump in at the same time.
Okay.
Or were you waiting for me to start and you were going to
No,
off
no, me? I was just saying, I didn't want to jump in front of Matt because I could probably talk about this myself in the next 25 minutes.
I really don't know what to think because Tony seems to get his information from some fairly reliable sources.
Right.
And he's not, you know, 100% correct, but
yeah.
98 is a pretty good.
Oh yeah,
that's a pretty good haul.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, so, he stated in the video that Hasbro sends him stuff to review. So
right.
I mean, he's got connections. He's
right.
You know, he's not like us where we're not really connected. We just
and
have our opinions.
Number two, I don't trust Emily.
Oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
This is happening.
The discussion or
No.
Yeah.
It's happening.
That's the rumor.
Mattel, well, I don't know if it's a rumor because Mattel is also hinting that their Motu is going online subscription only.
Really?
And I'm okay with it.
Subscription
well,
or purchase?
Both. Both. They're not going to make it.
See, it wouldn't surprise me if they did the online thing with the joke. I mean, because it is a popular line.
It is.
It is a popular line.
And it's
line,
not
and
meant for kids.
When things come in, it does sell. I mean, there's a lot of people out there getting upset about, you know, the situation with the, you know, figures not being available and
right.
how long it takes the pre-orders to come in and usually how late they are when they, I mean, to see other online retailers get the stuff before you can, I mean, before your order from Pulse even,
yeah.
you know, comes up for, you know, your order's in, we're going to send it.
Well, but there's a reason and there's a good reason why people who order from Pulse get it after the online retailers, but we can get that into detail later.
The marketing team though, I don't trust them.
Honestly, my personal opinion is if Joe or Motu or
Tron.
Transformers, yeah. Tron, you know, but you get these toy lines that we love. I believe if these go online, they'll last longer than they would retail. Because
I'm not saying that I disagree with you on that.
I 100% disagree with that.
See, now if it's online, you got all these stupid peg warmers, and then the stores aren't going to order more of them. So that means Mattel or Hasbro aren't going to make these anymore. And they're like, all right, people are dying out. But if you go online, because I could care less if I go into a Walmart or a Target ever again. I could care less.
Right.
So if I can just go on to Hasbro, go on to BBTS, go on to McFarlane and say, you know what? I want this, this, and this, and I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
And if it comes in 3, 4, 5 weeks, 6 months, I got it. I have my collection. I'm content. I could still get packages in.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I'm going to buy. I don't have to hurry up and go on my lunch period to see if I can find something or go after work. And I'm on my way home, but then I wound up going to 15 stores looking for this one stupid figure. That, you know, that's my, that's that, and that, okay, so I'm going to split here, but that's the fun of collecting is the hunt.
Yeah.
But I can ensure that Motu is going to come out with more figures because 15,000 people will buy Grizzlore and not 3,000 and then the 12,000 just sitting in stock somewhere.
This is where I think it's kind of a scam in a way, because now that they don't have to shuck anything out to retailers, I mean, I don't think it has as much to do with the price that the retailers pay because they buy in bulk, as now it's up to them. It's their say as to how many they're going to produce. And I mean, I'd be willing to bet you 9 times out of 10, they're going to produce until their profit margins are met, and then they're going to take a chance and see if they can maybe pull in another 10 to 20%.
Sure.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But there's, with the advantage of online ordering, you got more people attacking it at once because you can't find it on the peg.
Right.
So I still think that people are going to, that Hasbro is going to offer so many pieces, and they're going to instantly sell out, and so many more people are going to get screwed.
I think one aspect for me is this probably only works and remains successful and maintains longevity if they move it to a made-to-order system. Because like
with amount of time.
Because like I said yesterday, like what's one figure that you always see at Target regardless? The Lando Calrissian, right?
Lando Calrissian, yeah.
So, you know.
Or
if
Braun Strowman.
Right.
WWE.
So, I mean, so if you go, you know, if you are on a strictly like made to order method,
yeah,
you know, maybe there's only 15,000 people that want that Lando Calrissian.
Guess what? They don't have 50,000 of them sitting.
So Hasbro maybe the factory says, okay, well, we have to make it in batches of 20. Okay, you got an extra 5,000 part replacement, maybe give away in some like goodie bags or something like that. Whatever.
Sure.
But you're not getting another 20,000 Lando sent back to, or you're not getting rebate certificates sent back to Hasbro to pay for 20,000 Lando Calrissians that have to be clearanced by the stores now.
Right.
So, because, you know, the manufacturers lose money when they do that. At the same time, if 500,000 people want Alley Vipers because they want an army build, well, Hasbro's got to do a bunch of production runs of Alley Vipers.
Right.
Now, where that does screw things up is, the production companies like to have windows of time to make something. So, you know, if their typical production schedule to make 50,000 of a figure or a series of four figures, 50,000 figures is a total of 200,000, right? They could do that in 3 weeks, box them and get them all cased up and out the door.
Sure.
Well, now if you got 500,000 Alley Vipers, like now you just took that 3 weeks and made it like 8 weeks. So now all the stuff that was lined up behind that, it's all getting pushed out. So how do you handle that? Do you open up another part of the facility and like produce more figures? So that's where the hang up is in the made to order, is you're going to have some people that have really short windows, others that have really long windows.
Yes, that's the same thing with Mattel, what they're doing with these Grizzlers and the Wundars.
Right.
Is now, that they made X amount.
Right.
They sold out.
Where the logistics works, if you can make the logistics work,
mm-hmm.
The companies are going to maximize their profits. I mean, that's completely the discussion, so I want to stay off that topic for now. They'll maximize their profits. They won't lose nearly as much money, and they'll probably be more likely to continue to produce product for the fans that are ordering.
Sure.
So I think there's also a balance, too, of like, you know, you got your cherry picker collectors, and like you said, make it a subscription. I was fine ordering an entire batch of 12 figures for the Collectors Club, for the figure subscription service.
Yeah.
There was a whole lot of figures that I could have cared less about.
Right.
But when I got them, I was glad that I had them. My set was complete. For me, going back to a comment you made a few minutes ago, when I was in my 20s, it was all about the hunt.
Yes.
I loved getting in my car, driving around, hitting 10 stores on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I had time to do it.
Well, you don't have kids then? You didn't have a wife?
I don't
have
that time anymore.
Yeah.
For me, the fun part of collecting is
displaying,
just having it and displaying
it.
Yes. Right. So obtaining it somehow. And I don't care if it comes in the mail or if I find it and I buy it. I get happy when I see things sitting on a peg. Ooh, it's exciting.
Sure.
But, dude, I get excited when I go to the store and I find a bag of Buffalo chicken tenders from Tyson because nobody carries them anymore. You can't find them. And they're like my favorite little snacky food.
Yeah.
So little things get me excited. I don't need to find toys on a peg in a store,
right,
to drive me. But so I think they still have to find a balance, but I was kind of going to self-impose myself to only purchase my classifieds from Pulse now anyways because I don't trust the windowless packaging. I mean, when the windowless packaging came out with the Peter Parker and the Ned.
Yeah.
And then after that, about a month or so after that, I actually saw a few times in the store this Spider-Man spinneret set. It just, you know, post after post after post after video, pictures online of
someone shoving dirty underwear in there.
Well, yeah, people like opening up the package and there's a couple Power Rangers in there. Or there's a couple Fortnite figures. Like they're not even putting Marvel figures back in there.
Right.
You know, at least I saw a clever one where somebody took the new Storm Shadow from Classified,
yeah,
and put the shitty ass movie version in it, and then they actually put a Tommy head from one of a Power Rangers figure in it.
That's
so like, I mean, there's a Storm Shadow in the package. You can kind of fool the clerk at Target.
First of all, she's 60; she does not care.
But without,
I was just thinking that when you hand it to them, they don't care.
But you know,
just give them his money back and throw it in the cart.
With the windowless packaging, you know, somebody brought up a good point. You know, put special tape on there. Put tape that, like, once you rip it, you can't replace it. And you can't just buy the stuff off the shelf. Right now, they're just putting, like, you know, 10 millimeter wide scotch tape on it. Like, maybe two sticks of it.
Yeah.
So, okay, you take it home, you exacto it open, you just put another piece of tape. If you look around hard enough, you'll find that exact roll of tape somewhere. Just put another piece of tape on it.
Amazon.
Like,
you order 15 different rolls. You return those at the store anyway.
Right.
So
and like, so you and I were talking about this yesterday. I made the decision that, you know, even going through, like, you know, it's not like I don't trust the people at BBTS. They've always done very well with my orders. I've got nice packaging. It's always bubble wrapped. Perfect. But now it's a game of like chance for me.
Yes.
So, you know, one way to eliminate the possibility of the figures that are shown on the pictures of the box actually be, or one way to ensure the possibility that those figures are going to be in that box is to have it pass through less hands.
Okay.
So even if it goes from, like, you know, Pulse's manufacturing facility to BBTS, it's still got to pass through a couple other hands and my mail carrier to get to my door. So there's five or six opportunities that somebody along the way could swap that out. If I order directly from Pulse, it's going from the manufacturing facility to the Pulse warehouse, right to the mail, and then to my house. Now it's going through three people's hands. It cuts down that chance. If I can't see what's in the box,
what's in the box?
Am I going to pay you $30 to take a chance that I'm getting what's on the pictures of the box? So, and it, you know, in this economy, I don't have that kind of money right now. You know, when the economy clears up, inflation's over, and I've got a few extra dollars, I might be willing to take more of a chance. But right now, I can't chance my money.
Right. Right.
So I was already going to self-impose, at least classified for sure, you know, buying them through Pulse anyways.
Sure.
So this doesn't
Why don't you
really
just open the box at the store?
See, I can't do that. That's just, I mean, I was
raised. We're smart individuals. You could pick this up. Someone was messing with
It's like, okay. I know what you're saying. Like, we'll go shopping on Saturday.
I would. If the tape looked funny, I'd just go up to the desk and open it right there. I'd have somebody watch me.
Oh, you
look,
could.
I'm gonna have you.
I would.
But
just,
if the right thing's not in here, I'm returning this.
But my point is, I shouldn't have to do that anyways. Just put window on
you
the
shouldn't,
package.
Exactly.
Here's the
Dungeons and Dragons. Now that packaging too, they go out of the way.
That was about the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
So again, the windowless packaging, okay, fine. You're trying to cut down, but now they're boxes. Spider-Man's in a box. Ned and Peter Parker are in a box.
Right.
I get it. Okay, fine. But now when you see a card on a bubble, that's just like dealing with Motu. They're not going to do this, I hope to God. But they're actually making a card with a cardboard bubble instead of a plastic bubble.
There were previously figures that used to be packaged like this a long time. And I want to say, not chips, but like in the 80s, there were figures that used to be packaged just like this.
I mean,
that is so stupid.
That bubble is stupid. It's just
that is so stupid.
Yeah, but they put a fancy angle on it, dude. No, it's, yeah, just.
Can you zoom in? What does that corner say? Plastic-free packaging, why?
Because they're environmentally friendly, which
I've actually
heard that they're not environmentally friendly. Here's my thought before.
Well, there's shit inside that the metal wires that you
think about the new Transformers toys that are out there.
Yeah,
it's just an open box.
There's no bubble.
You can actually touch the figure, right?
Yes.
And they're secured in. I don't see any problems with people stealing.
Well,
they're
trying to stop doing that too.
See, I think
there's already boxes out there that are closed and closed boxes.
Yeah,
I think that makes more sense to me now. Well, maybe I'm going to actually negate myself here. I'm thinking like, okay, well, there's less cardboard in the package, but you still
awesome
have to make
figures.
That cardboard like it is and then punch it out. So the manufacturing process, it's another step, costs more money. It's probably cheaper to just not have to make any cutouts, cut cardboard to a shape and fold it properly.
Yeah, because that looks folded.
I would like to see, like, where does this packaging go? Does it end up in a landfill? Like, is it truly made of cardboard that can be recycled? Because here's the thing. Look at all the ink that's on this. You can't just send that to a landfill like that and recycle it. You've got to rinse it. You've got to bleach it. You've got to get that cardboard underneath it prepped to be recycled. What is the cost to do that? What's the cost of the extra ink? What's the cost to bleach the packaging when you recycle it? Why is it? Why does this so much better than just putting a little plastic window?
I'm going to, you know what, and this is going to sound really stupid for me to say this, but I'm going to look into the recycling process because this is, I've heard, and I don't work in waste management, or I don't know anybody who does.
Right.
So if you recycle in your bin, everybody has a garbage bin and a recycle bin. If they find like food on your pizza box,
yeah,
they just throw it. They don't recycle like 70% of what we recycle. They throw it in a waste, mm-hmm. in a landfill.
Yeah.
They don't recycle.
No.
So I'm curious if we're making a big deal about recycling. Some of these places don't recycle anyway, even if you pay for it.
No,
I'm curious. So I don't want to put numbers out there. I don't want to see. I don't want to know. I want to know if we don't recycle properly, what do they do with our recycling?
Well, here's the other stupid thing too is they don't recycle a lot of plastic either.
No,
because if you notice, you can't. If there's plastic bags, you can't throw those.
You got to take those back to.
You
got to
take
those store.
Back to the store,
and then they.
But there's
take
other.
The, yeah.
But there's other plastics too that they say not to put in your recycle bin,
which is yeah,
which
yeah.
is so, I think is ridiculous.
And if they find that in your recycle bin, they just
they separate
it.
It
winds
up the whole thing.
Yeah, it winds up in a different pile. And
yeah,
it yeah.
So now it was like.
But I'm totally with Aaron on this though. I mean, a little 1-inch plastic window. I mean, honest to God, how much would it cost them to make a roll of sheet plastic thin enough that you could actually see through it?
Right.
You could, you know, stick to the inside of the box or something. I mean, because machines fold most of this, but there are other portions of this people fold by hand.
Yeah.
So before they put it in the box, I mean that tape isn't put on there by a machine,
right?
In most cases.
Yep. So it was
so
like
why?
You know,
I mean, but why not put a little plastic window so you could see what the hell is in the box?
Yeah. Well, and I see. I equate this to something that I actually saw about a month or so ago in regards to like electric vehicles. So super quick breakdown. Somebody actually brought up the point that if you take into account all of the fossil fuels, because fossil fuels are used to run the machines to create the batteries for the cars, to create the chargers for the cars. More often than not, like still 94% of the time, fossil fuels are what's actually putting power into the charging unit to charge the car. By the time you add all of that stuff up for these electric cars, you're so far behind the eight ball in how much other extra energy you've used that in comparison to like a gas car, you're like, you'll never catch up and actually get a return on the investment. That electric car will always use more fossil fuel than just a regular fossil fuel car.
The batteries alone are killing the earth as they refine
and
them.
On top of that, it's a totally different subject, but you're right. Takes, and on top of that, you can't recycle the batteries.
It takes, well, not only that, but it takes tons of material to create one.
So
one, like 3/4 ton or 1 ton battery.
Yeah. So the whole argument that, you know, electronic cars are friendly for the environment, you're putting
so much.
You're
stress.
Putting a very little lipstick on a very, very ugly and large pig. Right. I equate this whole plastic free packaging to that.
The same.
Like they're telling you what people want to hear. All people want to hear is it's good for the environment. Boom. No, look into it. Go look into some details about what's going on behind the scenes there. It's all Wizard of Oz stuff. Like, pull back the curtain a little bit, people. Like, you'll be surprised at what you find.
Yeah,
I don't buy the whole plastic-free packaging being good for the environment.
I'm not a fan of it all. I mean, not only that, but that's stupid. Why the flap in the back? I mean, just so they could punch a hole in it and hang it on a peg?
Right. Yeah, just
really?
Make it a
Seriously?
Subscription. Just put more shelves on
just
the frigging
stores. Just put a subscription
stores.
Process in, and you order that one figure from that
and,
one
I mean,
line
and all
ever.
These all these stores that are getting behind the plastic-free packaging, when they get the... It's stupid. When they get the boxes...
What's in the box?
When they get the boxes, some of the boxes don't have any way of like putting them on a peg.
Yeah.
They just have a way of stacking them on a shelf.
Yeah.
So the store themselves actually get this plastic... hanger tags with an adhesive on the back of it.
Oh, that you could get at the craft store?
So they stick them on the back of the box so they can hang them on the back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
But that's the packaging aspect of it. There's a few other things I want to try to touch on before the end of the episode here. So a couple things that he went over. We'll see if we can bullet point these kind of quick. I'd already made the decision to do that. So the people that are complaining about not being able to buy from BBTS, like, okay, Pulse doesn't charge up front. I'm going to go through my bullets really quick, and if you guys pick something out, we can chat about it when I get through. I'm like, save your questions to the end. I'll do this quick.
Oh, Jesus.
So Pulse doesn't charge you up front. They charge you when they ship.
Uh-huh.
And they give you, and they're very good about giving you notifications when they ship. If you are a Pulse Premium member, you get early access to the figures. And honestly, collecting the classified line has paid off immensely for me in that regard. You also get free shipping. You buy 5 things, basically your premium membership's paid for the year. So buying from Pulse isn't any worse. In fact, in some ways, it might even be better than buying from BBTS or Dorkside or, you know, some of those other vendors. If they're truly switching to being exclusive, I think that you're... As a retailer, you're going to lose your exclusivity window.
Okay.
Usually they sign deals where the retailer, kind of getting back to your point where Pulse always sends it out last, the vendors sign deals with them that they want an exclusivity sell window. So people will actually go to the stores and buy there and not just order from Pulse and then sit at home and wait for it. Because they're trying to drive traffic into the stores.
Yeah. When I said that, I didn't think about that. I knew that, but I didn't think about it.
I knew you knew about it. So I think that the premium membership is going to, you know, it would pay off for you to have it. I already have it. Again, no
well, that what, that bag. Was the other thing that I was bringing to my point, or not to interrupt real quick, but that was the other thing I was bringing to my point. How many of these people now are going to hook up with this membership now where they actually get, you know, an hour open ahead of everybody else?
Yeah.
I mean, now if it's going to be Pulse exclusive now, I mean, that's just...
Well, if it's Pulse exclusive, they should just have it open for 24, 48,
right.
one week.
And that,
I mean,
that,
if they're the only one selling it, they should just have it open.
See, I agree with that. They should just have it open right away.
Here's your 7 days.
And
order what you want,
and
you could still
get your exclusivity, like if it's a PulseCon exclusive, like Serpentor's a PulseCon exclusive this year.
All right,
like,
I can kind of see stuff like that.
As a premium member, I get an hour access to it.
I can kind of see stuff like that. But the retail stuff, should be out hanging on the peg. I mean, they get an hour before everybody else on all of that too. Asinine.
That's asinine.
Anyway, you can continue your point.
So I'd have to think part of the decision making process for the suits at Hasbro is right now they probably sell 60% of their product. I don't have these numbers. I'm shooting off the top of my head. 60% of their product they sell to retailers for less than what retail cost is. So if the figure's $25, they sell it to a retailer for $19, and then they just tell the retailer to sell it at $25. But if they're going to be the only ones selling their own figures, everything is going out at $25. So 100% of their figures, they're getting
Well, yeah, it's for profit.
Right.
It's totally for profit.
And they're not going to pass that down to the consumer.
No, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised to see their prices go up again.
Continue to go up, right. So are they reducing price? No. Second page of notes here. Does this in the long run help clean up logistics issues? I don't think so. You just need more people driving trucks, moving stuff on, you know, rail and whatnot.
Well, that's going to be another problem too.
The one thing that Tony had brought up in the video, though, that I didn't agree with is, you know, his belief, and he's in a different part of the world too, and he's in different collector circles than I am. And G.I. Joe is my thing, but his belief is
Valiverse is your thing. Stop.
Well. But Valiverse is my thing because G.I. Joe is my original thing.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
G.I. Joe is not as popular as Star Wars and Marvel, and that the fan base just isn't quite as large. And so I think his statement about never being able to find these in stores is that Hasbro just doesn't make enough of them because the fan base isn't as big. I think it's the opposite. I think that they're so popular and the fan base is so large that Hasbro completely undershot how much of these to make, and they're just, I think they're scarce, you know, versus, you know, they don't make a lot of them. I think it's the opposite argument. You know, so, I mean, what would your take be? Well, how come you can't find them at retail? Do you think it's because the line is that popular, or do you think that Hasbro has never made enough of them and they've always lied about it?
I don't think they've made enough of them. So, I really don't. I don't think it's that I think it's that popular because they don't make enough of them.
See, and I agree with you there. I think at first they didn't make enough of them.
Yeah.
You know, Emily stated two different times that they make five times more now than they did in the original run. They're easier to find. They still sell out super quick in stores.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've gone into the stores and I found the last three waves in the stores at one point or another.
I have too, yes.
So they are getting easier to find. The other thing that you had mentioned yesterday too, we got a few minutes left. The other thing that you mentioned yesterday, too, that I wanted to kind of bring up is that collector's toys,
okay.
You know, the Spin Master stuff, the Batman, the movie, and the Mattel's Jurassic World stuff, Jurassic Park stuff. It's all over the shelves. Those shelves are always full of toys. And those are like kind of the old school toys meant for kids to play with and get, you know, beat up on, play with them. The thing is, kids don't do that stuff anymore. Phones, video games, another toy. But electronic devices and whatnot. Kids don't play with toys anymore.
They don't.
Toys, for the most part, in my mind, is a collector's. It's a collector's thing. You know, just like baseball cards in the 60s, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, even to this day.
To this day.
You know, sports cards. Toys have kind of become that.
Okay.
You know, it's a collector's hobby for the most part. Or, you know, how much fun can you have, like, opening up a pack of basketball cards, like taking a picture of it on your table from this angle and that angle? But with toys, you can do that. Pose them in different poses, take pictures of them, take them outside, have them running through the creek in the backyard. So you could do stuff with toys that you can't do with other collector hobbies. But for the most part, it's a collector's hobby. You know,
sure,
people like the three of us, the audience that's listening. And if you think about it, most of the popular lines are retail only anyways right now. You know, Valiverse is going strong with Action Force. Now, he has stated he would like to get into big box stores.
Sure.
But right now they're online only. Super 7, another big collector's brand.
Yeah.
You know, online only.
If you notice,
the only other collector's items that are regularly in stores is probably NECA.
Yeah, and that's getting a little bigger. But if you notice, the peg room is shrinking for Motu. It's shrinking for, you know, if you had 12 inches, now you have six. Now you only have a shelf.
Target's toy aisle used to easily be like three aisles. Now it's like an
two.
Aisle and a half.
Yeah.
So,
it is.
Yeah.
It is. But. No, I don't know. I don't mind the whole subscription. As long as it's not Maddie Collector subscription style.
Yeah,
that was a mess.
Now
and people were missing out on their subscriptions.
Yeah,
that was a
big pile of steaming bad is what that was.
Yeah. Now, if it came down to it, and this is the way that the toy collector thing is going, it's all going to be online stuff. Would you prefer to pay at shipping, or would you prefer to pay up front and then just wait for your toy?
Shipping.
I'm kind of patient, so I don't know. I'm good for paying up front, but I don't want to wait like a year and a half to get the figure, though. That's my only problem.
That's why I pay it shipping. Because now I just put like 100 things on BBTS. That's fine.
Right.
I reserve the piece. Now, I could go back and say,
I started chucking all my stuff into a pile of loot, too. Just let it sit
there. Well, no. I'm pre-ordering stuff, but if I pre-ordered these 10, it'd be $300.
Yeah.
But and then 2 weeks, I'll be like, you know what? I don't need that. I seen an online review. I don't want that. Click that off.
Oh, now, I see. That's what I do, too.
I don't want to pay up front. I want it all, and I know what I have. And if I find it in the store, I delete it.
You want to know you got one at least locked in.
Yes.
I think the best way to do it, because originally I was going to say I'd rather just pay for it up front. I hate owing, you know, which I still owe you $35. And I forgot it again this week, but we'll get that squared up.
And a box for Triclops.
I got to go. We have to talk about that.
Oh, shit.
Anyway,
that's going to do it for this week, folks.
Next week, we're going to have a good topic about Mike.
I say they do a mix. Give you the option. Pay up front or pay later.
Yes.
Big shout out to Mr. Wayne's up in Westmont, Pop Culture Collectibles up there. Another big shout out to Geek Hut Toys. Talk to Ken and Caleb. They got what you need.
Yep.
Midwest Collectibles in Romeyville. Go see Richie. Sounds like he's got a swap meet going on this weekend. Check it out.
See ya.
Later, folks.
See ya.
Autobots, roll out.